You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to What's New with Wired.
It's Thursday, March 16th. I'm Zeke Robison. Today we're talking about cars and their ability to reteach the world to drive. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. To get their cars to stay in lane or follow traffic by themselves, automakers are adding more sophisticated and pricey sensors and software to their vehicles, but not all of them are pointed at the road. Systems like Tesla Autopilot, GM's Super Cruise, and Nissan's ProPilot Assist can automatically follow traffic and even drive hands-free on highways, but need drivers to be ready to take over from the supposedly smart software at any time. To guarantee drivers aren't napping, Snapchatting, or candy crushing when they're using their advanced driver assistance features, automakers have rolled out a second layer of technology called driver monitoring systems. Their job is to look for signs that a human, notoriously unpredictable as they are, is indeed ready to take over when those limited automated driving features get out of their depth. As more of those driver-facing sensors make their way inside vehicles, industry experts expect the implications to go well beyond their role in automated driving features. Through alerts, alarms, and nudges, they could retrain the fatigued, smartphone-fiddling, infotainment system-scrolling drivers of 21st-century highways to make them safer, or at least force them to drive differently to avoid nagging from a digital overseer. Today, these systems are relatively simple, but researchers say they may eventually combine information from internal and external cameras, radars, and LiDARs to decide when drivers need extra nannying. Driving, in other words, could become almost a different task entirely, a collaboration with a complex machine that expects you to behave in certain ways and isn't shy to tell you when you're not playing your part. Driver monitoring systems are making their way into vehicles, not just because automakers need them to enable automated wizardry, but because they're facing increasing pressure from regulators and safety groups in Europe and the U.S. The U.S. infrastructure bill, passed in 2021, requires the Department of Transportation to conduct research on the effectiveness of driver monitoring systems, potentially a first step toward requiring them in new vehicles. In the U.S., federal data shows that distracted and drowsy driving was responsible for less than 10% of the 38,824 highway deaths in 2020, the last year with complete data. But safety groups argue that the share caused by distraction is much bigger, because federal crash data often depends on observations at the scenes of crashes. In most cases, driver monitoring systems use an infrared camera or cameras on a car's dash, steering wheel, or rearview mirror. Instead of streaming imagery to the cloud like a cell phone, they process imagery using software inside the car to track head, eye, or hand movements. Those systems have been trained on millions of images of real and synthetic people behind the wheel, their makers say, and can determine whether a driver is looking at the road ahead or at the cell phone on their lap. Data from cars should be used to teach more sophisticated algorithms to recognize when a person is, say, safely scrolling through a car's infotainment system during an easy drive on a sunny four-lane highway, or riskily fiddling with a playlist while navigating city streets in the snow. Alerts might sound or flash or buzz in the latter situation, but not the former. When a driver is trying to multitask, researchers who study the psychology and mechanics of driving tend to evaluate their distraction based on whether their eyes are coming back to the road often and for long enough to reestablish a sense of where their car and other vehicles, cyclists, and pedestrians are in space. Driver monitoring systems may eventually be able to combine information from the car's many sensors to, for example, determine that a driver isn't sufficiently paying attention when their vehicle is about to be T-boned and tighten their seatbelt. Some safety experts argue that much of what automakers are putting out right now isn't good enough. Last year, the U.S. safety group Consumer Reports began to give extra safety points to vehicles with partially automated features that also have effective driver monitoring systems. In the future, the question is not can we monitor the driver, but can we support them more efficiently, says Brian Reimer, a research scientist at MIT who leads the Advanced Vehicle Technology Consortium, which brings together industry experts and academics to study how people interact with automated driving features. Implemented the right way, the systems could not just stop people from doing bad stuff behind the wheel, but get them to be actively good. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, we look at how Ukraine's Google searches reveal a year of fear and hope. Checking in on Wired Science, we teach you how to lucid dream, even if you think you can't. And on Wired Security, it's all about how AI-generated voice deepfakes aren't scary good yet. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from Wired.com.